You might be missing some of the benefits that stereo will provide.
Welcome to the Festival Studio. This is Sean McCord here at the Community Idea Stations Media Center on the downtown mall next to Chaps, just down from the Paramount Theater for day one of the Virginia Film Festival. I am standing here surrounded by young people from George Mason University. Everyone, get in on close. I will try to hit each one of you. You're all young filmmakers, and you're bringing your films for the first time, I guess, to the Virginia Film Festival?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to pick somebody at random. I'm going to pick you. tell me who you are and tell me what your film is about.
My name is Lisa Rodriguez, and my film is Cultivation and Community, and basically kind of follows the story of Jennifer Lumpkin, a woman in D.C., and kind of her work in the community surrounding urban agriculture and creating sustainability or sustainable community food networks in D.C.
And it was Lisa?
Alicia.
And how did you come across that topic?
So I'm actually friends with Jen, and we were actually on the Beltsville farm in Maryland, kind of harvesting some of the food there. And just kind of talking about her experience working there. That's kind of where we developed the idea together, especially as something that, you know, that's something that is personal to me, but also, you know, it's something that's kind of gaining traction more in, like, locally and in the DMV area.
Welcome to live. I was trying to kill my phone, and instead they started talking to me. The short films are Best of Film at Mason,
yes,
between Sunday at 11 a.m. at the Violet Crown 4. So you screen Sunday. Today is Friday. What are you all going to be doing for the next couple of days?
Seeing all the films we can see.
Yeah. Come in. Tell me your name.
My name's Deandra Welch.
Deandra, welcome.
And my short film is Sugar Babies. It's about three girls who decide to scam a retirement home.
Hmm.
Yeah. To make money, to kind of pay for, like, their everyday life struggles. They're, like, fresh out of college, and they come up with this, like, crazy idea to maybe fix their problems of paying loans, paying rent, maintaining a social life.
And is this also a documentary?
It's not. It's a short comedy narrative.
So how long is the program overall? We have eight filmmakers. Does that mean eight films?
Mm-hmm. Well, there are some people who aren't here. There are 11 films, so it's about like an hour.
Wait,
it's over.
There's more people?
Yeah. Yes.
I think it's about 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's
21 minutes.
Thank you. An hour and 21 minutes. Andy Riddle, come and step forward and tell us a little bit about your film.
So I'm Andy Riddle, and my film is called The Day. It's a dramatic comedy, and it follows the main character as he deals with grief of losing a best friend and how it's not always sad. You have waves of emotion, and it's everyday life. And so, it's not always sad, and, you know, just my experience with grief.
Well, since you've got the microphone, I'm gonna pick on you a little bit.
All right.
And tell me about how this film came about. Is this part of a curriculum at George Mason? Is it a specific class?
Mm-hmm. Well, all of our films come from various classes. Mm. My personal one was my senior thesis film.
Okay.
And so that was the film created to actually graduate.
It's a thesis.
Exactly. And so there are a couple films here that are also senior thesis films, and we have some varying degrees of classes they're from the first class that people start off with to all the way up to the thesis films. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how did your film come about?
In 2015, my sister and I's best friend passed away. And so from that experience, we really wanted to create a film that talked about our experience of grief and it's not always sad. You know, you have those moments, and how they're always with you, like, even if you can't see them.
Yeah.
And so we really concentrated on putting our voices there and hoping that it resonates with other people.
Yeah, that's my best friend about 5 years ago. And I always think of him particularly during the film festival because he and I used to hang out here. So this is your sister?
Yes.
Come in a little closer.
Yes.
What's your name?
Jessica.
Jessica. So how was it like working on a film with your brother?
Oh, it's great. We get along great. Our other sister maybe not so much. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's fun because you have a connection with somebody and we can look at each other and not have to say anything and we know what page we're on. And so it makes the creative process a lot easier, but I also enjoy working with other people and you get to have those headbutting moments and stuff, but it's pretty simple with the both of us, so it's fun.
That's good, because it could be terrible if it were the other way.
That's very true.
Yeah. Well, let's move around the table a little bit, and let's turn to Ryan Judge.
Oh, that's me.
Again, our best of film at Mason, which all of which screen Sunday at 11 in the Violet Crown. Mm-hmm. Ryan, I'm handing you the mic. Tell us a little bit about your film.
My film is called 909 Nights, and it's
Nights.
Yes, it's an experimental film. It's called 909 Nights because of the drum machine that inspires my main character, Mark, and he wants to go into electronic music and become like the next big electronic music superstar, basically. Mm-hmm. But he kind of gets caught up in his own feelings of like self-doubt and like how other people see him as an artist, and it's sort of like a reflection of the kind of struggles creative people go through when they're going through their projects and the sort of doubts they have, and it's kind of like sort of a meditative piece with a lot of weird visual elements to it too.
Now, was this also a thesis film?
Yes, it's a senior thesis film.
So this is not your first film?
I would say it's my first big fiction film. I've done like smaller documentary and kind of experimental projects that didn't necessarily use actors and stuff like that.
So this is, I think, the fourth or fifth year, that we've had students from Mason here to present their films. Have you had a chance, any of you, to talk to previous filmmakers from other years and brought things here to the festival and or out there? Do you know of George Mason graduates who are out there in the world making films? Tell me your name.
Marie Karkiabadi. My film is an experimental film as well. It's called Sunny Side Up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we definitely know a lot of the alumni who've come here. They've worked on our films with us. They've been to school with us, and now they're out there. Like the sound designer on my film had a film here as well called Pineapple. And the production designer was the cinematographer on that film. So we all kind of get our hands on each other's projects a lot of times and bring our creative experience to the table.
Well, tell me about since you have the microphone, Marie, what brought you to George Mason? Was it these programs specifically that attracted you?
I mean, before I'd been to Mason, I wasn't actually a film major, and I had transferred schools a couple times, and my family was from that area, so when I was approaching Mason, I was kind of thinking, what do I actually want to do? Like, eliminate all of the BS and like, what do I actually want to do, because clearly something's not working. And when I was going through it, I really wanted to tell stories, and I was trying to figure out how do I want to tell stories. And then I saw the film program at Mason and kind of was looking into the people who work for the program and everything like that, and decided I would apply and give it a go, and if I got in, we'd ride that train and see where we could take it. And it's honestly been really great and super life-changing. So
I mean, it's clearly you are all friends. Are you also all working on each other's projects?
Yeah, I would say so. Like they were pointing now, if you want to dip in.
This is audio. Pointing doesn't help. let's bring you in and tell me your name.
My name is Noah Hadish, and I directed Loon. The person I was pointing to, Alicia over here, was my editor for my film. It was a really great creative process when we did that together. The film was about a girl named Melanie whose grandpa recently passed away, and addressing it through the music that they made together, through flashbacks and other types of means, and lighting and other stuff, and her trying to basically resolve the issues that they had.
And where did this story come from?
So the original story was something I've had since like my senior year of high school, and like because more it was a song originally.
Okay.
Because I did a lot of music stuff before I came. I was a music major before I switched into the film program here. But then after that, my writer Zoe had her grandpa had passed just like I think 2 months before I sent her the idea, and then she made it into the full script it is now. Yeah.
Very nice. And how many, is this your first film? Have you made films before?
Before this, I made music for films, and then I also made music videos and other, like just anything that would complement music before, not as much. This was my first narrative project. I did like some documentaries as well involving musicians. Everything was like centered around music before this. And I guess still it's centered around music.
Do you want to give a shout out to someone specifically, George Mason, who helped you develop a narrative film project?
Yeah, I'll give two shout-outs. One is Alicia, because she's an amazing editor. She's also here. And the other one I have to give it to is, what is it? It's Zoe. She was a writer. She also kind of gave me the vision to make a narrative project, because I originally was looking to make another documentary. But when I talked to her about the idea, she's like, I want to do this, and then it became Loon.
Nice. All right, I'm going to turn to my left, because there's... James Woolard.
Yes, it is.
Come on, sip it a little closer. James Woolard, tell us about your film.
So my film that I'm credited on as the creator and writer of a pilot episode to a web series.
Mm.
The show is titled Fillers, and basically it's a workplace comedy that follows two lifelong friends who sort of work in retail stores as fillers. And the job of a filler is basically to occupy space in retail stores. Their job is quite simply to fill space, fill the room, make it look busier than it is, which will attract more customers and then bring business, basically.
Is this a real job?
I think so. Honestly, I didn't do too much research on it. I was kind of just in a Nike store one day and realized that I had no money. I was waiting for my friend to get out of a meeting with his manager, and I'm just standing in the store just waiting for him for like 45 minutes, and I realized that I'm basically just filling up space, and a lot of people are asking me, like, do I work here? And I'm just like, I should be able to work here and get paid to basically do just this.
So this is a pilot episode of a web series.
Yes.
Have there been subsequent episodes filmed?
No, so there hasn't been any episodes filmed, but I am actually working on the full pilot. So originally the idea for Fillers was a full sitcom. It's about 25 pages, but then I got into a web series class with Dr. Susan Keough.
Mm.
And yeah, we condensed the script down to about 7 pages, and we shot it from there. So right now I'm just working on getting the full sitcom back to where it was supposed to be, where it needs to be, actually.
Okay. All right. The program is The Best of Film at Mason, which screens Sunday at 11 a.m. in the Violet Crown. Now I'm going to turn to the last person who's been standing here very patiently. Adam, step forward a little bit to your microphone. Oh, look, everyone else is stepping back.
The table's mine now.
Okay, tell us about your film, Adam.
My film is a documentary. It's called Gloria, an Immigrant, and it follows my mother and how their family was raised in El Salvador and how their big migration to the United States happened. And I think it's a very important film because it shines a light on immigration in particular, and that her family and the reason why they came is just one of a billion reasons why immigrants come to this country. And I think it's a really beautiful story, and I always wanted to tell it, so I had the opportunity, and I did.
Wow. Well, you are all amazing, and I love getting to meet young filmmakers. I love this crew that comes here every year, and if you've been listening to this, you see they're getting a gamut of films, from music to documentary to immigration stories to comedies to web series to human stories, all of which can be seen at Best of Film at Mason, and we just scraped the surface because there's more filmmakers who weren't here, and it's fine, I don't think we're dipping on the table. So thank you all for coming to the Virginia Film Festival. This podcast will be available at cvillepodcast.com and also on virginiafilmfestival.org/podcast for all the podcasts and for all of the Facebook Live videos. I want to thank you all for coming by. You've got a couple of days here in Charlottesville, so go out and see some great films and enjoy the Virginia Film Festival.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.